You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Right now, we're talking about something that is very important in the world of music, and that is the photography of it, the documentation of it. And we've got the crew from the pit in here today, Dave, Chantel and Nikita. Morena, how are you all?
Morena, good, thank you.
Good. Morena.
Hey, it's great to have you up here. We have had you in before to chat about this exhibition when it's been on in the past. But explain a little bit to us, Dave, maybe you want to take the reins on this one. What is From the Pit and why does it exist?
Yeah, so it's an annual exhibition. This is our third year, and it's a celebration of New Zealand music photography. So it's celebrating the artwork of the photographers who are shooting gigs. You know, most nights of the week you'll see them down the front or sometimes at the back. So it's a celebration of the music photography and the artistry of that. But it's also about New Zealand musicians. So it's solely about New Zealand musicians. So it's a celebration of New Zealand music. And also importantly, the music venues that we shoot at. And we've got small venues, we've got big venues, outside venues, sort of is all featured as well. So it's a real kind of, celebration of what we're all about with the music.
Totally. And it feels like a nice underlining of all these spaces that matter and things that we've really started to realize we'd been taking for granted until COVID, came
Absolutely.
Along.
Yeah.
Chantel and Nikita, how long have you been shooting for? How long have you been going to gigs and taking pictures, Nikita?
About 2 years, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit longer than that.
What got you into it in the first place?
I photographed my friend's band just a rehearsal one day and fell in love with music photography. So that was that.
That's pretty awesome. How about yourself, Chantel?
I would say probably 3 or 4 years, and I got into it just because I loved going to gigs and I thought there has to be something else.
Yep.
And then I saw some of the photographers in the pit one day and I was like, how can I do that?
How do I get in that
how
part?
How do I get in that and instead of document on my little digital camera or my phone?
Yeah.
And I had a DSLR and I was like, And then just sort of skyrocketed from there, really.
Yeah, once you get the bug, you kind of can't stop, eh?
Yeah,
sure.
Dave, you've been doing it for a wee while as well. What got you into it?
Yeah, well, I think I've always loved music and going to shows, and I do a lot of street photography, so I always carried a camera around with me. So again, with Chantel, it's lovely. You think, I'm going to a gig, I can get more out of this even if I'm taking shots, because you take a few audience shots, but you're not kind of getting those shots. And also what you do with them, you just put them on social media, but if you can get them to a publication. So so as soon as I kind of got involved in that and just shoot your first show, and that adrenaline buzz you get, because I think we talked last time, you're standing in that amazing zone between the audience, the front row of the audience, the most dedicated people, and the band themselves, and you're somehow in that little special space, and you can try and capture the magic that's flowing back and forwards.
Absolutely. And you have a short window as well. You get 3 songs or something, isn't it, to take those pictures, so you really have to move quickly. What makes a good picture for you guys? What makes a satisfying picture for you, Nikita?
That's so many things. Definitely good lighting.
Yep.
And probably just, I like to change it up a bit. So something that I do at one gig, I'll do something different at the next.
Got you.
Whether that be standing somewhere different or getting different angles, things like that.
Yeah. Is there a picture that you can think of, I'm putting you on the spot here, Chantel, off the top of your head that you're particularly proud of or really kind of captured a great moment for you?
Honestly, you think I was being put on the spot, but this past few months I've done some of my best work. So when I shot Paige, which is actually one of the photos in the exhibition, I think I captured her just her general performance so well. You can give the artist as many photos or the publication as many photos as you want, but they're only going to post a few, and that's the first few everyone will see. So you want to make sure that, bring it back to what makes a good photo, something that really captures, I don't like when people tell me to do this either, just capture the vibe in quotation marks, but you want people to see the shots and be like, wow, that show looked amazing.
Totally.
They really
captured
the vibe of that show.
Yeah.
And so those few shots that I got of her was because I just did it just for a little bit of fun before I shot the main act, and it blew me away is like her interaction with the crowd as well. I think that's really important.
If you want to see that shot, actually, you can see it obviously in the exhibition, but it's on a big poster on Queen Street.
Just, awesome.
Yeah,
I've noticed a few of those Phantom posters popping up everywhere. It's really cool to see the scale of those images as well. Like, that's something amazing about gig photography, is it's got that larger than life quality.
There's a larger than life, but there's also freezing time. So we're shooting is about 4 milliseconds is about the speed of the shutter, which is like loads quicker than a blink of an eye even. And you're freezing that little moment like forever.
Yeah.
And that was a moment in time. And then and you kind of keep it, and then you can blow it up and you can really look at it and sort of savour that that second or that microsecond.
For you, Dave, is there any shots you look back on and you think, I'm really proud of that, or that really caught like something that I was trying to get?
Yeah, I mean, there's ones definitely you look at later and you think, well, I'm really, really pleased with that. But then there's also, there's always a load of it. And with any kind of photography, there's a load of emotion behind it. So you know, like on a landscape photography, how long you had to trek across, you know, to kind of get to the right place. You know, street photography, the when things just all kind of fall into place nicely. So probably from one of my favourite pictures is of, and of course I've totally forgotten her name, but it was a musician. She was on stage, totally amazing, and then my camera started just playing up and switched itself off, and it was just wow. And I was kind of pressing the button, and she was looking me right in the eyes.
And you're like, please work.
exactly. And then, but I, you know, they ended up getting the one of those shots that sort of worked. And so for me, that was like a real kind of achievement. Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe you get for me anyway. Maybe once every 1 or 2 years, I might get, or 2 or 3 years, I might get a shot that I'm really pleased with.
Yeah.
And all the rest are like, oh, if only that bit had been slightly better, because you see the faults in your own.
And
your
everyone
own
else stuff. Goes and looks at them and thinks, wow, that's an amazing photo. But because you've taken it, you're a very harsh critic on yourself.
I think that inspires all of us to do better. And that's a really interesting thing. Often we're, you know, all, you know, three of us might be in the pit at the same time, shooting the same show, but we'll get slightly different pictures.
Yeah.
And although we're, you know, we're not competition as such, we'll look at each other and go, oh, yeah. Like, and we sort of, and again, part of the exhibition is trying to encourage us to strive and improve in our craft.
Totally. And celebrate that community, because it is a specific community as well. Yeah. You all see each other at the shows in that pit. You kind of like, you know, there must be an etiquette to how you use the space, who gets what spot, you know. That's an important part of the process as well. So if people want to go and see From the Pit, where do they go? When do they go?
So it's in Auckland, Wellington and Christchurch. So go have a look if you want to know all the details, fromthepit.co.nz. We're on Monster Valley. We've got our opening night tonight from 6 p.m. So
fantastic.
Feel free to come along. Then Friday, Saturday, Sunday this week and next week.
Cool.
So definitely come along and see that. Wellington, we're down in Thistle Hall and Christchurch in the Arts Centre. They kick off next week as well.
Fantastic.
We've also got three events which we should mention. So Charles Brooks, who's an amazing photographer who shoots for New Zealand Symphony Orchestra, creates these pictures of trombones on fire and all sorts of stuff. He's giving a talk next Thursday night.
Cool.
So you need to register for that, but it is free with donations to Music Helps. Chantelle's doing a talk with one of the other photographers on how you make money from...
It's called When Will You Get a Real Job?
Ah, relatable.
Yeah, exactly. The amount of times we've heard that. So we're going to be doing that. Tickets are $20. Again, all proceeds go to Music Helps.
And, fantastic.
Yeah, so... just me and Chris Morgan is another photographer who's on tour with RockQuest.
Oh, cool.
Is it called RockQuest? I think they changed their name. But
That's really awesome.
So he's making a pit stop here to join me on that. So
pit stop, that's good.
Nice. Yeah. Good puns all around.
Excellent. Yeah. So check out the website for all the details, fromthepit.co.nz.
Fantastic. Well, it is a really wonderful celebration, and I thank you all for coming in and speaking to us about it. Yeah. See you at Monster Valley tonight.
Indeed.
Yes.
Thank you, Matt.
Awesome. Thank you.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.